Okay, we're in the Art School, page 294, Prishas Ba Minhagim, regarding social conduct, which we're going to talk about. I said the page 294, in the Feldheim, it is page 100, Kuf, smack in the middle, Prishas Ba Minhagim. So just, the Ramchal will speak for himself, and he says like this. The relationship with social conduct. Listen to how beautiful this is. Who his boydidus vahibadal menachevra hamedinis. Listen to this, how beautiful this is. Learning to spend time alone from society. Lefanos libo el hahavoda. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. He says, learning to be alone. Learning to spend time alone. And he says, not extreme. Not extreme. But to be careful who you're hanging around. Shekfar Amru Zal. You have to be friendly. You can't be just someone who can't interact with people. A sword upon those who fabricate and they become silly, stupid. You get in your own head. You're alone. You don't know if what you're saying is accurate, is right. When you have other people to bounce things off, to talk to. Spend time. And this is where the extreme comes in. Either you're, I can't do anything alone, or I have to do everything alone. It's learning to have a relationship, to have a friend, especially at this stage in your life. Obviously, it's not the forum for this year. We don't talk so much. We're really just going basically in the Ramchal, Masil Sharm. But anybody who's learning this is going to be 18, probably 18 years old and up, even though there are some people who sure might be a little bit younger. But anyone, it comes a time, yes, elementary school, it's good to have social and to just be buddies and friends. But if you miss that train, or whatever it is, you need to learn to have a friend. I always, in Medayik, it says, Knei lecha chaver. It doesn't say, Knei lecha chaverim. Okay, Asei lecha rav, good question, but that also might be true. You have a good Rebbe. Knei lecha chaver means, you have a good friend. People think, either I gotta be the social butterfly, or I'm alone. No, you have a good friend who you could talk to, who you have a relationship, you can be in business with that person, you can have a good friendship with that. That's what he says. Lili mudai alaparasa. You have a good chavrusa. You have a good chavrusa. Chavrusa doesn't just mean covering ground. Chavrusa is malashan chaver, chibur. Here he goes. These boydeid achakach li david b'olav lahasik darki ayosh avodah mitis. And I say this nothing negative to any. People think his boydeidus is like a new thing. Ramchal says it straight out right here. Spending time alone, walking in the forest alone is not a new extreme, and everyone knows what I'm talking about, concept of some crazy thing. Ramchal says it straight out. U'bichlal ze lemayit bediburo, not to talk so much. V'lizor menasicha betela, not to talk nothingness. Here it is. This is a game changer. V'shalo lehis, this changed my life. I was in on Dowdy Boulevard. And I told over this pshat to, I think it was Matzei Purim or whatever it is, or around Purim time. I remember exactly where I was. V'shalo, listen to the maidiyak in this. V'shalo l'stakel chutz me'arba amosav. Over here the Ramchal says what? Don't look outside. We spoke a little bit about it today during shir. Don't look outside of your dalet amos. So here's my kasha. Why does the Ramchal say don't look outside of your dalet amos when he's talking about social? Why doesn't he say that in the beginning of the parak when he's talking about hana? If he's talking about a firm thing, leisasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, why is he putting it socially? So what he's trying to say, and I think it's emes. I'll repeat the question. If you go through the parak, you'll see there are three areas where he's saying you have to pull back a little bit. The first area that he was talking about was hana. So why wouldn't he say, don't look at something you're not allowed to look at when he's talking about hana? That's not where he puts it. He puts it social. Why? Because not looking at someone else is not as detrimental, or something else or another person is not as detrimental as we think that it more affects who I am socially and as a person, as opposed to bein adam lamakom. People think looking all around the place is a problem for lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, which is also true. But the Ramchal says, why are you looking at the guy next to you? That's what he's saying. Why am I looking at the guy next to you? Why are you looking over there? That's not your business. And what does that cause? All that causes is for a person to have difficulty understanding himself and being there for himself. Because why are you looking over there? You have a friend? You have something? That always happens to all of us, right? I'm doing well. I'm doing this. I'm in my zone. I'm this. I'm good. And then what happens? And it's a very normal thing. You look up and you see that guy. Now I'm not doing as well as a... What? Why'd you look over there? Why'd a person look over there? It's a natural thing for a person to look all over the place. But the Ramchal says, is telling us that that's part of social staying in your lane, being true to the person you're talking to, listening to the person who's talking to you. That's what he says. Until you naturally will be like this. These all are very pertinent to everybody. He says, I can't explain everything. Is that you have to use your brain. That's what he says. You have to think about it. You have to use your understanding of what you need when it comes to hana, as we've said. I mean, he's going to end off in how to acquire precious. But basically, the yesod will wrap up. We're not even 8 minutes in over here. We'll wrap up. Basically, the lesson of precious is you have to know yourself. Can I have 2 cups of wine? I can only have 1 cup of wine. I can't have any wine. Or I can have 5 cups of wine. Could I overindulge in my food? Am I eating 5 slices of pizza, 3 slices of pizza, 1 slice of pizza, or not? Totally mutter. In halacha, the same. Do I wait 5 hours? Do I wait 3 hours? Do I wait less? Am I machmir on certain things? Do I eat chalav Yisrael? Do I not eat chalav Yisrael? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing right now? Is that where I'm going to do my precious that I'm not going to enjoy? Am I allowed to enjoy ice cream? Of course you're allowed to enjoy. Does that, when I overindulge, do I feel a certain way about myself? And then socially, which is big. Obviously, we'll talk about it. It's not the forum for now. We'll talk about it in codependency and in relationships. It's all about number 3, understanding your boundaries with people, understanding, do I need people, right? A lot of people hang out with a lot of people, and they're very, very lonely. A lot of people spend time alone, and they're very, very lonely. A lot of people spend time alone and they're very comfortable with themselves. A lot of people spend time with other people and they're very comfortable with themselves. It's not so much about who you're hanging out with. Now, of course, once you're aware of yourself, you're aware of what you need. But that all, I'm telling you, it's incredible. This line changed my life. That's not a musser. He's just telling you, stay away from looking at other people, because you look at other people, it'll affect you socially. We're 9 minutes and 31 seconds. Less than 10 minutes a day, guaranteed. This is a tough para. Less than 10 minutes a day, guaranteed, will keep your Yetzirah, the Yetzirah, away, and for sure at bay.